Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Bonnie Verberg, Director of the Pella Historical Society. Bonnie, thank you so much for taking some time out this afternoon.
Thanks, Shaylin. We're glad you came over.
And we're here today to talk a little bit about the Dutch Bakery Contest. Tell us a little bit about this event. How long has it been going on?
Well, it's the annual Dutch Baking Contest, and this is our fifth year of doing this, Shaylin, believe it or not. It started 5 years ago. A gal named Kathy Banster had this for a bright idea when she was on the steering committee. Mm-hmm. And since then, she has passed away. But some of her friends have carried it on, so this is our fifth year of it.
So sort of lives on in spirit and has become a fun traditional event.
It has. We have a lot of people who look forward to it. You know, Pella has a lot of good cooks in it.
Certainly, and of course famous for all the wonderful baked goods that can be found around town.
That is definitely a true thing. This year we're going to focus on anything Dutch apple. So it's going to make them be a little more creative. Other years we've done things like Dutch pea soup or Dutch letters or Dutch spice cookies, and Hutspot had some variations, but a lot of those recipes, a lot of them are very much similar. Mm-hmm. But when you go with anything Dutch apple, I mean, they can do anything from a pie to a bread to a tart, or somebody even mentioned maybe a main dish with Dutch apple. So we're looking for a nice variety this year.
So using the apple as the main ingredient instead of just a simple Dutch theme will sort of broaden the...
That's exactly right. And apples are traditionally Dutch. Mm-hmm. I was going to look up, and I forgot to look up the Dutch word for apple, but I know some of your listeners are going to know that. And we all know that a Dutch apple pie is the kind that has a crumb top instead of a two-crust mm-hmm. top. And I'm not sure. And Dutch apple bread, the bakeries make that, and they both make completely different goods for
sure.
The same and call it Dutch apple bread. So we know there's lots of recipes for that out there. And I saw a recipe the other day for a Dutch apple tart. I'm not allowed to enter, but if I could, I would have entered that one. And so there's some yummy things I'm looking forward to.
Yeah. What kind of turnout is there usually for this event, both in terms of people coming to check it out and in terms of participants with baked goods to show?
Well, it just varies from one year to another. In the years past, we've had two different categories they could enter. And we would end up, I think last year we had... that was the year we had Hutspot and Dutch Letters. And we probably had, a dozen to 15 different people entering food into those categories. This year, with only the one category, I'm not really sure. I'm hoping we still get at least a dozen mm-hmm. entries. And, you know, we don't get a lot of people coming to watch. It's usually just the judges and the people who brought the food. So
this for bragging rights, what's sort of the prize that's gone after?
Well, it's bragging rights, but you also get some cash. You get some Pella bucks. First place winner gets $25 or $50 in Pella dollars. Second place gets $25. And then the queen, Tulip Queen, gets to choose her favorite. And that person gets gets $25.
Okay.
So there's some money. But then my favorite part, you get to ride a convertible in the parade. So
everybody likes that part, right?
Yeah. I mean, who wouldn't want to ride in a convertible in the parade? I mean, you feel like the queen or something.
Exactly. So what does the event sort of look like? Where will it be held? And tell us some of those things.
Well, the event will be held in the Sterrenberg Library, which if people don't know where that's at, that's part of the historical village complex. And it has a door that opens to Franklin Street.
Mm-hmm.
So it's in the 500 block of Franklin Street, and they'll see the door there, and they'll see activity going around there in the Sterrenberg Library. The contest, the judging begins at 6:30. But people should bring their entries between 5:15 and 6:15. If it's something that needs to be kept hot, they need to bring it in a crock pot or whatever to keep it hot. If it needs to be refrigerated, they should make sure they bring it good and cold, because we don't have the facilities to keep that stuff really hot or really cold. We have outlets that they can plug it in, but that's about the best we can do. Yeah, it's just really open to whatever they want to bring. There'll be a registration online. If they don't want to fill it out before they come, they can fill it out when they get there. But the registration basically just asks their name and where the recipe originated from, and then we ask for a copy of the recipe itself. So, because then what we do with the recipe for the winning people, we sell those recipes for 50 cents a piece.
Okay.
So, Pella Historical Society does. So, it's just a little bit to help recoup some of the cost of the mm-hmm. contest. And everybody's always excited to get the new recipes for the year.
Sure.
So, we have those available for sale. So we do ask that they bring their recipe along so that we can get it printed.
Is that a big ticket item after the contest is over? People have found out what the winning recipe is and who it was, and people come in and got to have that recipe, got to try it. It sounded amazing.
They do. And, you know, it's a tried and true recipe. You know, it's a recipe that everybody likes, and it's a great time to get hold of it.
Of course, in addition to this wonderful baking contest, Tulip Time, renowned for all the wonderful food vendors that are out and about during that festival. Tell us some of the food vendors that are going to be around this year?
Oh, you know, it's a lot of the same traditional ones, and all of us have our favorite, Shaylin. So once you're here a year or two, you're going to have your favorite too. But I'm thinking that probably the most popular stand are the Poffertje stands. And there's actually two of them. One is run by the Kiwanis, and one is by a group from Central College. And a Poffertje, do you know what a Poffertje is?
You're going to have to explain it to the sort of foreigner here, yeah.
Okay. Well, a Poffertje is like a little miniature pancake. It's probably about an inch and a half, 2 inches across in diameter. And they're real fluffy. They have a lot of eggs in them, so they're very fluffy. And they're served with melted butter and powdered sugar is the way we all remember them. Now, the last few years, they've also serve them with whipped cream and strawberries. So if you want to live on the edge a little bit, you can put whipped cream and strawberries on them. But I still like them the best with powdered sugar and butter. The challenge with them is if you are in your black Dutch costume, like I'm sure you will be, and the wind blows, you have powdered sugar over your black costume. But you'll just fit right in with everybody.
Sure, everybody's going to be walking around
everybody
with powdered sugar.
Everybody will know that you had Poffertje, so it's just not a big deal. Yeah, yeah, just eat your way around the square. It's the
best way to experience it, right?
That's right, that's right.
Anything else you'd like to add, Bonnie?
Well, I just want to encourage people to be sure to come, first of all. And a thing that they need to remember is the grandstand seating. I think us local people are so Dutch that we don't want to spend the $2 or $3 on grandstand seats. But the evening tickets, I think, are $3 a piece. And we've got some great entertainment in the evening. We've got that Dutch band coming, or musical group, and we've got Jason Brown coming in the evening. Lynn Cooper's going to perform. And then you can see the street scrubbers and the dancers and all that stuff. And it's all of $3 a seat. Really, I mean, it's not worth hauling your lawn chair up. And you don't need to worry about somebody sitting in front of you. You don't have to spread your blankets out, you know, days ahead of time in order to get your spot. But just keep that in mind for people. Afternoon seating is only $5. So I would encourage people, we encourage our out-of-town guests to sit in the grandstand, but really our local people could just as well be sitting in the grandstands. I was going to ask you about judging that Dutch baking contest. Do you think you could come over and judge it? Do you like apples?
I love apples, I love eating, and I love contests, so it sounds like a winner.
It sounds like a winner, so we'll plan on you at 6:20 on Monday night.
All right.
And hopefully some of your listeners come out, too.
Yes,
and,
absolutely.
Join us, and you know, we might let them take a taste or two. You never know, but they'd sure at least get the pleasure of watching it and rooting on their favorite cook, their favorite baker in town.
All right. So again, lots of great food, great entertainment, and still a need for volunteers, always things to do as we get in the, closer to tulip time. So
there is, and thanks so much, and I hope everybody has a happy tulip time. It takes time to smell the tulips. They should be beautiful.
All right. Bonnie, thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it, and I look forward to that to the bakery contests too.
All right. Thank you.
Again, that was our guest, Bonnie Verberg, on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com under the Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast on KNIAKRLS.